88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome the band Husky here. Husky, of course, today is represented by Husky Gawenda and Gideon Price. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Thank you.
Coming from Melbourne, I'm going to ask an inane question, or at least the first of a few. What season is it in Melbourne now? Get me straight.
It's winter.
It's winter.
Everything's back to front. It's winter in Melbourne. Everyone's standing upside down on the other side.
And what
of the
day
globe.
Is it? Is it tomorrow or yesterday?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
So right. We're in the past right now.
I just wanted to make sure that I had my bearings on me. It must be strange on one level of leaving your winter and then coming to here where it's going to be 100 degrees. That's a flight ride that'll give you a jolt, won't it?
Yeah, it's pretty strange. I mean, we don't have the coldest of winters in Melbourne, but it does get pretty cold and a little bit miserable. But we've actually come from Berlin, which is where we've been based the last few months. So we haven't had a winter for quite a while.
So why Berlin? Tell me why Berlin became a base.
We've had some great experiences touring in Berlin and around Germany and Europe also. And I mean, there's a few things. You know, Australia is a long way away from this part of the world, and it's expensive and it takes a long time to get over here. So we figured while we're touring this new record, it'd be good to be based somewhere a bit more close and a bit more accessible to so many other places.
And so Germany, you know, as part of Europe, has seemed to be an early adopter and a decent fan base building there. So you thought that might be a place to lay down as ground zero, as it were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Germany sort of jumped on board pretty early for us. It's been good for quite a long time. You know, we had a tour in Europe, and then we had a bunch of summer festivals and two more tours coming up in Europe, and we had this trip to the United States. So there was no way we could do that from Melbourne,
right?
You know, go back and forth to the Northern Hemisphere. But being in Berlin, so much more central, especially obviously for Europe, UK, and even for here, even for the States, it's much easier. And Berlin's an awesome place, you know, in terms of why we chose Berlin in particular. You know, it's a crazy city full of amazing, you know, adventures and wild, weird people, and it's a pretty fun place to be, and it's also affordable.
Yeah, it's
cheap, which makes it possible.
I was looking up to the endless, like a somnambulist in the night. And jump, I think I saw you in the darkness, dancing like a wave of light. You were dancing like a wave of light, a wave of light. St. John, you're the killer I've been waiting for. Long as I die, pieces of my old life washed up on the shore. As I disappear into the blue, watch out, here I go. Something changed in the air. And maybe you are still there in the midst of some sweet summer afternoon. Maybe you're still waiting there. Still waiting there. St. John, you're the killer I've been waiting for. Long as I die lying next to you. of my old life washed up on the shore. As I disappear into the blue, watch out, here I go.
You guys worked, I'm thinking, some 2 years since Forever So. Did you work on the new album, Rucker's Hill, or were you just touring and everything? How much of that time was devoted on making the new record versus touring in support of the last record?
Yeah, I mean, we toured a lot on Forever So. It was our first record, and it was the first time we had barely toured. Before we released that album, even in Australia. So we spent the best part of a couple of years on the road in Australia, the States, and Europe, UK. So a lot of that time was spent touring, and then there was a little bit of time off back home, and then the writing for Rucker's Hill began, and we recorded that over. It took a little while. It took a little while to get the album, you know, that we felt we really wanted to release, and... it took probably a year of writing and recording.
Well, I've read where you understood, would be one way of putting it. There was a sense of where do we need to take our music? What is the proverbial next level? And in your case, did you develop a sense of what that was or not?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We thought so much about like the next level, but something we definitely thought a lot about was the types of songs that we wanted to be performing live, because as Husky said, we hadn't toured a lot before the first record. We hadn't toured a lot at all, and we found ourselves in this position where we were on the road for almost 2 years, and we had a bunch of songs from Forever So that were very landscapey and folky and sweet, and I think we felt like we needed songs that would help our show be more dynamic. So I think we wanted to create songs that had a bit more energy for the stage and for performing.
Pull your words out. Come on, I'm not coming back. Draw the curtains, come on, that old sun is back. My hometown has cursed me lately. The last thing that I noticed as that old train came around was the city burning golden as as the sun came sliding down. And I sat there still in my mind. I screamed goodbye, farewell to my hometown. Come on, there's a race to run. Throw your hat in. Come on, that's the starting gun. My hometown has cursed me lately. The last thing that I noticed as that old train came around was the city burning golden as the sun came sliding down. And I sat there still in my mind. I screamed goodbye, farewell to my hometown. Sleep won't come, you don't when you need it. You just can't tell, you never can, son. I hope I'm brave, hope's no good. I woke in fright, the moon outside. Sleep won't come, you don't when you need it. You just can't tell, you never can, son. I hope I'm brave, hope's no good. I hope I'm brave, I'm not coming back. The last thing that I noticed as that old train came around was the city burning golden as the sun came sliding down. And I sat there still in my mind. I screamed goodbye, farewell to my hometown.
We talk about the intent of the songs, and you sometimes have to be guarded against formalizing too much of an intent, because then it's not true. It's not really what you intended. There's too much of a calculation to
Definitely.
It.
Definitely. I mean, thinking, I reckon thinking wrecks a song. Like, you want to not think, you know.
Feel. Feel
Pretty
first.
Pretty much don't think, feel.
Think later.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be
That's how I
little...
live life, so I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
If it feels good, do it. Totally. Think about the consequences later.
Totally. You know, when you listen to a song that's been overthought, you can hear the writer thinking, and that's the worst thing. You don't want to hear that, you know, because then you're not in the song, you know? It's kind of self-conscious or something. You want to be transported.
Let me take a reaction from you, because I always like, it seems to be a universal charge. When you first heard History's Door on Triple J, describe that feeling.
Well, the moment that I remember, I'm not sure if it was the very first time I heard it, but we were at this little festival in Western Australia called Nanup Festival, this tiny little folk festival. Mm. It was probably the first festival we'd ever played.
Mm.
And Triple J had just picked up the song, and I think we were playing table tennis in some barn, and on
the property that we were
staying on.
We stayed on this great property out in the west, in the wild west.
Yeah, the west is beautiful. It's like it is wild and kind of not very inhabited, and we were staying in this giant tent, you know, in the festival. Anyway, and History's Door came on the radio. The radio was just playing. We hadn't even turned it on. And I just remember it's something you kind of always dream of, obviously, as a songwriter and musician, hearing your song on the radio. I also had this experience of like, I couldn't really imagine that other people were hearing it. You know, it was hard to actually imagine that. It just seemed like we were listening to it, but no one else was really listening.
Joan ain't cold out, but your father's coat is warm. He gave it to me the night of the storm. Huddled round the radio, he smiled and said that I could take it for a while. Joan, I need it, and there's a fire in my heart, and it's been burning from the very start, and nothing seems to put it out like you. Nothing seems to put it out like you. Mirror to the sun, I will wake you when the storm is done. Time will take you a walk, but never run, for the steps you take will chime. The steps you take will chime. Of sanity to wake me from this oceanic sleep, and I remember everything down here, but one by one my thoughts they disappear. Joan, get ready, for the time's already near. The notes make up the melody you hear. No matter what you fear you may have done, there is nothing you can't overcome. Mirror to the sun, I will wake you when the storm is done. Time will take you a walk, but never run, for the steps you take will change. The steps you take will change.
We certainly wish you the best. Wonderful, wonderful session today. Just totally gorgeous. And as I said to you guys earlier, while you've certainly understandably had many people in the States start to compare your sound to Simon and Garfunkel and others, I will remember who I'm hearing as a touchstone, and I'll make sure I get it to you guys because it's driving me nuts.
I'm curious to know.
It'll probably be the minute you guys walk out of the studio, I go, now I remember.
Of course.
But it's thank lush, you. It's gorgeous, and it's coming from the heart. So we want to thank you for taking the time coming out here and wish you nothing but the best of luck moving forward. It's Husky, live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
You got it.